event with someone that's coming in. They've got something to shoot for now, and you all don't leave
it? We don't leave empty-handed. I mean, this is a dream come true. This is what the reason that you dream to come to Tennessee and work it out in preseason after falling short to North Carolina last year in 2008. We just realized we didn't want that emptiness again. All year, we wanted to feel like we actually completed our task. And, you know, the newcomers coming in for next year, the freshmen or whatnot, they have something to work for, you know. And we can joke around with them, like, we've been there, you got to work harder, you know. Now we can actually say something to them.
About how much you heard that month?
In the regular season, it's during our contested game, home game, the 87 team, the first national championship team, and Tennessee came back and they spoke with us and they visited with us. And it was just, it was just great to have somebody come back, you know, play and play and to speak to us and tell us the feeling and that they believe in us and the program still. And now we want to come back, you know, 20 years from now and be able to do the same thing.
Actually,
that's
a good question. I want to know, how does it feel to get that over with?
It's amazing. Thanks for honor to God first and foremost, because without him, you know, this would have been possible. And my teammates, they did a great job of just working together and making sure that team basketball is Tennessee play.
The energy crash in the board tonight, I haven't seen that all year.
It was amazing, and you know what? That's how bad we wanted. It's not about, you know, I think the Rutgers, they were very, very athletic. They can jump, obviously, especially as we start to keep on as a piece on the board. But we had the heart and the hustle and the desire to win every rebound possible, and I think that's what we did, and we followed, behind. Again,